CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to The Good Stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good news guy. It's Tuesday, yo, but I'm a little bit confused because it could be a Friday.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow's public holiday.
Hey, Kerry. Welcome. It's The Good Stuff. So much going on. Tomorrow is a public holiday, yes. And it's definitely Tuesday, but actually it's Friday because as South Africans, we get to get the day off tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is pretty rad. It is the 27th of April, which means it's Freedom Day, which is, you know, what do you know about Freedom Day?
What do I know about Freedom Day?
I'll tell you what you need to know. 27th of April commemorates the day in 1994 when the first democratic election was held in South Africa. Today, South Africa celebrates Freedom Day on this day to mark the liberation of our country and its people from a long period of colonialism and white minority domination, which was known as apartheid, right? Mm. So, I mean,
It's a big day.
It's a big day, but it's also, I think, as far as things go, we evolve and we revolve and it's revolution and things change. And yes, we're celebrating the freedom of our first democratic election in 1994. But much more than that, I think we're starting to celebrate the freedom of South Africans.
Definitely.
We're all learning about our own freedom.
And changed so much since then anyway.
It has. And we just seem to be getting, you know, a little bit more free. And hopefully with all the discussions and all the changes that have come from our current political space.
Wow.
Maybe this year's Freedom Day is something very different.
Real Freedom Day.
Real Freedom Day. I think a lot of people are protesting. They're going to be protesting tomorrow. There's a lot of protests that are sort of being put together. And there's a lot of people that are wanting to celebrate their freedom.
Yes.
But telling the president that they need to be free. So I think it's really cool and it's a cool day. And plus, we get to go out drinking tonight and have a good time. That's always fun. So, the good stuff. Monday was just an interval day. The good stuff is Cliff Central's very own happy hour. It's a weekly show that aims to put a smile on people's dials and provide a welcome relief from the daily grind. With compelling and inspirational interviews and a healthy dose of humor, myself and the good stuff team, as you know, Kerry, Pagey, and Kirst, we're all in the studio. We bring you good news from around the globe. So, Kerry and I will kick off the show today with our regular catch-up. We'll be reporting on all the stuff we sort of caught up last week. We're then going to switch things around because it's the day before a mini weekend. We're going to do our interviews first. So we've got two amazing interviews today. We got Takalani from the Sunflower Fund, which I'm quite excited to speak about. That's cool. And then, I don't know if you remember... Ding, 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 ding. I don't know if you remember Steve from F&B.
Steve.
He was like the big advertising sort of campaign or idea that they carried on for like 2 or 3 years.
Long.
Where Steve did all sorts of things.
Steve was in a lot of houses.
He was in a lot of places. And then he just disappeared. He just disappeared off the face of the planet. But he's actually back. His name is Kevin Britz. And we can...
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
His name is actually Kevin Britz. It's not Steve. And I think we can actually call it him coming out of the closet. He's coming out and he's going to reveal...
Who he is.
All the Steve stories. So we're quite excited about that. And then Kirst and Paige will end off the show with their awesome, awesome, awesome charity, which I'm excited to hear about. But this is not a conversation just between the two of us. As you can hear, we do need input. So if you want to get hold of us, you can tweet us on cliffcentral.com or myself, Brent Lindekew, or that's when you plug yourself.
Me, Kerry Stein.
Kerry Stein.
Kerry Stein.
In her best radio voice.
Kerry with an I. And
Kerry
Stein.
Kerry with an I, with a Stein.
Stein
with an
like
E-R.
The wine.
Like a wine.
Yeah, Stein like the wine.
Stein like the wine. Or you can send us a message via our official WeChat account. We do pick all of those up. Or give us a ring on 0861-555-189. It is that simple. That's all I'm saying. All right, so first, let's get into what the hell's going on. What do we have to catch up on?
Wow, there's so much to catch up on. Last week... we had, you played us a little clip.
Yes.
From Derek sitting outside the metro rail station, and you were like, excuse the babies. Well.
But there was kids screaming in the background.
Kids screaming and people talking.
They were not happy being in the station.
No, not at all. And so, just a little bit of a follow up. Derek went from street busker to superstar in 24 hours.
What?
This man, okay, so we featured a story last week on the show. Derek has gone from singing amongst screaming babies and bustling people to studios, radio, a brand new guitar, and sponsored by Levi's.
How incredible. I think he actually recorded his first song. Yes, he did.
And you can go on to, it's on your Good Stuff.
Yes.
Yes, your Good Stuff guy. And you can actually listen to it properly with no screaming babies.
It's really, really cool.
It's beautiful.
And I, when I wrote that article, I actually wrote, "Who needs idols? We have social media."
Yes.
The point is that this guy was just playing his guitar, singing a bit of a tune. He was doing his thing, and the next minute,
on the pavement.
The next minute, 24 hours later, he's literally like, you can call it.
He's a winning celebrity.
He's won the Voice.
Yes.
He's won the Voice. Yeah. He didn't even go on the Voice.
And you see all these people fussing over him and opening the door of a fancy car, and Levi's is properly kidding him out. He's
Man,
got a new
it's amazing.
Guitar.
That's super
well
cool.
Well done.
Yeah, that's a cool feel good story, and it's something that South Africa needs. And you heard it first on Cliff Central, where we brought it to you last week. If you want to listen to that podcast,
you have to go and listen to it. Do yourself a favor.
We're going to tweet the link so that you can see his beautiful song and how his life has changed. It's flipping cool. What else do we have to catch up on?
Wowzers. So, Carolyn Stain and 67 Blankets.
Yes.
They broke the record. They did it. So,
is this the second time they've done it?
Yes.
So they broke their own record.
No. So no. They what happened was they set a record last year, and it was broken by what are they called? These crochet queens.
Okay.
In India, they broke Carolyn and 67 Blankets.
Record
because they had, I think I stand to be corrected, but it's about 3,800 blankets was her first one, which they did outside the Union Buildings.
Yeah, I remember that. That was absolutely epic.
Yes, and then the Crochet Queens in India beat their record, so they took the title. Then Carolyn and 67 Blankets team decided that they were going to break that record on the 22nd of April, and they so did.
So Carolyn Stain is basically like our cricket team because it's India versus South Africa.
And you know what? The most amazing thing about this is the up until the Guinness Book of Records judging, the ladies from India have been egging us on. And they're like, you go. And there's this whole camaraderie, but they've come together. And they've decided now, going forward, that they're probably going to start crocheting together.
What?
I know, a whole lot of those ladies are now joining the 67 Blankets team. And
that is incredible.
They've added themselves to the group and stuff. But, so Carolyn and the team went to Drakenstein prison in Paul.
Yes, and then they did the launch there.
Yes.
It's very cool. It is very cool. And you know what? The thing is, as much as it's great to hear that South Africa is winning world records, I think what is even more exceptional is that all of those blankets go to charity.
And there was a little bit of a damper because it rained.
The weather in Cape Town.
With rain.
It was, apparently, it was on the cusp of being a hurricane.
Yes.
They were gonna put a warning out that there was a hurricane in Cape Town over the weekend.
One of their tents blew away and injured 5 people, but they're okay.
They're okay.
And then there was a whole big thing about the blankets getting wet and ruined. And then Drakenstein came in because they have an industrial laundromat. And they then said to Carolyn, they would wash and dry every single blanket so that they are in
a perfect condition
to give to the people in need.
I love good news stories like that. And it is flipping cool to hear that that things like that are happening. It's just really, really amazing.
So
really
well cool. done. Well done, 67 Blankets.
On the blanket team. Side, we also need to mention, we mentioned it last week, but the Twitter blanket drive is alive and well.
Yes.
And as the Good Stuff team, we are currently collecting blankets.
Yes.
We are collecting blankets to add into the Twitter blanket drive. If you can't make it to the event, which should happen around May, I don't know the exact dates, but the point is that we'll be collecting blankets and taking it through for you. I think I'm emceeing the event again. I did it last year.
Yeah,
as a charity sort of part, I sort of give up my time and energy for good causes, and I believe in Twitter Blanket Drive. I know Melanie Minar, who started it back in 2010, and I think it's just important. So if you guys want to deliver blankets, just get hold of us. It's pretty simple. You can tweet us or whatever, and we will collect those blankets. Something that I attended last week was Earth Day.
Yes.
Yay, Earth Day was last week Friday. And I got to go to the Earth Day celebrations in conjunction with Miss Earth.
Yeah.
City of Joburg. And pick it up. Pick it up with the people that gather all our waste. And I need people to hear. I badger on about recycling often. We are a recycling household.
Yes.
We've got our composter digester and we put all our stuff in there. We've got our bin for our bottles and plastic.
We do as well. It's so important.
It is important. And then we've got a bin for paper.
Yes.
And it's crazy because a lot of people don't – here's the stats. So here's the reality. 3% of South Africans – 3% of South Africans recycle. There's your first scary stat. So you're in that 3%, and so am I. But which is, it's not completely bizarre because we do a show called The Good Stuff. So it all sort of fits into place. 3%.
That's nothing.
Second scary stat that I heard that day is that if South Africa does not start recycling right now, as in all of us, our landfills will be full in 9 years. Nine years.
I've just got goosebumps. Yeah. My hair is standing up.
Nine years from now is what we're currently looking at. So pick it up.
And then what?
Well, then, exactly. I don't know. Then what? You're going to have rubbish everywhere.
Exactly.
So Pick It Up have launched this campaign where they're going to be rolling out recycling Pick It Up. So they'll come and pick up your recycling.
Oh, yes.
Which is pretty cool. That's quite exciting. One of the things that the spokesperson for Pick It Up, and we're all angry at Pick It Up at the moment because they were striking.
They actually made a mess.
But one of the things that she said when she stood up is she said that even though we're part of a government department, you must understand that waste is the bottom feeder of all departments. So we don't get a lot of funding. And that means that our guys don't get to get good salaries. These guys are working day in and day out to collect our rubbish.
Have you driven behind a Pick It Up truck?
Correct. That was the first thing she said. The second thing is waste ends with you. They're picking up our waste. So that's our responsibility. The only reason they're doing it is to try save the environment and to try keep things clean. We are the manufacturers of that waste.
They are our waste warriors.
Correct. Waste warriors. I love that. So you need to be an earth warrior. And you need to think about everything that you do. So here's a couple of things. Another scary stat. It takes 7 years, up to 7 years, for a cigarette butt to disintegrate.
Seven.
It should be classified as plastic. So the next time you throw your Stompy on the ground, just think about that for a second.
You know what? Actually, Paige and Kirst were telling me about this one company that has this thing. They recycle those and you make stuff out of it.
Well, then we need to find out who that is and we need to broadcast that because that's very interesting.
We must find out from Huddle Up now because they told me about that and I thought it was quite interesting.
I think that's a cool thing. The second thing, when you purchase a product, you need to think about what you're going to do with the packaging and the waste and where that comes from. A simple example that I can give you right now is when you walk into your spa and you're buying your bananas, do you take the banana that's in a packet or the one that's not? And the honest to God truth is you take the one that's not because you're not causing any waste then. You're thinking about where your waste goes and what you do. The second thing is recycle, recycle, recycle. You have to become part of that.
Yes.
I started very recently with the more paper and plastic and bottles. Yeah. But if I can tell you that when Pick It Up come to my house to collect my rubbish on a Monday, there is only one small bag.
Because you've
because everything else is separated and recycled. The bottles and cans we take to a little place down the road that picks them up, and the paper, Ronnie's paper, comes around on a Tuesday, and they collect that. And our actual waste that goes to a dump has gone from being one of those big green bins that is full to the brim to something that is the size of like a spa packet. For real, that's our rubbish because I recycle. Our bins don't stink.
Wow.
Because all the food goes into the digester.
Yes.
It really is.
And you use that as compost.
As compost. So it's important. I mean, I'm a part of Earth Day. They called me an Earth Warrior. There was photos that was taking me up on the thing and whatever. But the point is that we should all be recycling, and I think that's important.
Definitely. It's very, very important. And I think that's so amazing that they're going to start with
– it's so cool.
That Pick It Up now. So every day you're going to have different days for different things.
So cool. So cool. The last thing that I want to do before we bring in our first guest is chat about something that we've touched on a little bit over the past couple of weeks, but today, right now, we're actually live from the CEO Sleepout, and right now is the launch of the CEO Sleepout and for me to tell you how excited we are to be part of the CEO Sleepout is absolutely insane. They've taken this concept that made so much money last year and completely flipped it on its head. And I'll tell you why. So last year, you had to pay a large amount to be part of the CEO Sleepout. Cliff Central have come on board and Brent Lindekew as the spokesperson for a part of the CEO Sleepout, which is now called the Sympathy Sleepout. And it's a simple concept where any organization around South Africa can organize their own sleepout at their offices on exactly the same night in sympathy of the CEOs that are going to be sleeping
out. Oh, wow.
And all you have to do is tell us about it. So register that you're going to be doing it. Get your teams together to sleep. We're going to be doing it here at Cliff Central. I'm going to be at the venue, but our team at Cliff Central are going to be sleeping out on top of the roof. And all you need to do as a company is pledged to do 5 things for the charity that you currently support. It's that simple.
Okay, let me just tell you. This has been a secret.
A big secret.
A big secret.
It's a big secret.
And I sit opposite to Brent. And this is the first I've heard.
Yeah, of the Sympathy Sleepout. So that's what it is. And
incredible. And now I am excited.
And everybody can get involved.
Yes,
all the corporates.
That's really awesome.
Our job as Cliff Central is to raise awareness about the Sympathy Sleepout and to get as many corporates as possible. And if you're sending your CEO to go sleep out at the CEO sleepout, the rest of the company have to do the Sympathy. You have to. It's just, you know.
You have to support them.
It's going to be so flippin' cool. So we're excited.
This is massive.
Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be interviewing all the different parties and players that are involved in both the CEO Sleepout and the Sympathy Sleepout.
We are excited
to be on board with this. It's a flippin' cool concept. Yeah. And you're going to get it all here on The Good Stuff. That's where you're going to get everything that you need to know.
Well, now that
I've let you know.
Thanks, Brent.
This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861 276 453.
Man, inspiration beyond belief. And I'm excited to get into our donor day, if we're going to call it that. Pretty excited. So our next guest is just as inspirational, and it's actually quite a cool story. Kevin Britz, we've got him in studio, but he's also known as Steve. And we're gonna unpack that in a little bit. Welcome to The Good Stuff, Kev.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having us.
This is not us.
I'm just saying, I normally represent more than...
I see. Actually, do we have a bit of a personality?
Maybe.
There's a bipolar element
here. We are here, but there is only one.
Okay, so I don't know if South Africans, if you still remember Steve, but he was all over our radio stations.
He was.
He was absolutely everywhere. Like, Steve was everywhere you looked. It was all about F&B's banking, what. Yeah. And it was for a couple of years that you were, I mean, you. This is, I said it earlier on the show, this is like your coming out party.
Yeah.
Because you were Kevin, and then you were Steve.
Yeah,
and
no one
no one knew who Steve was.
I wasn't allowed to tell you. They asked me.
This is the first time.
Can you put on the Steve, because there was an accent that went with it, right?
Yeah, it was, Steve was like I found him quite anally retentive. So I thought he was quite annoying. But they said to me, he needed to be like a really friendly, nothing gets you down kind of guy. So I was like, okay, well, what would that look like? So how would that sound? So every time I read the script, it would be this funny face, like really smiley. And like, I would elevate my tone just ever so slightly and like read up in the air. And it would be Mr. Lindekew, right?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Lindekew. I'm Steve from BeatBank. I'd like to tell you about our brand new tech account. So it would be that kind of... Really, and he would.
You should see him do it.
Be that annoying.
Be that
all
annoying,
the time.
Steve. And how did, I mean, if we can go back, how did you become Steve?
Well, I mean, there's a really. Do you want the long or the short version?
Your choice. Whatever's going to work. We just want to know the truth.
Okay, no, well, that's why I really wanted to come share the story with you, because it's quite a good kind of story. And it relates to what I'm busy doing today. So about 7 years ago, life happened to me, and I got divorced and didn't want to have to deal with my drama. So I moved to Thailand. I was like, run away.
Move to Thailand.
I mean, that's a good idea. But
Kevin, Steve, I've heard that story before, and not your story. I'm saying that story where people, when they need to deal with things, they get
Find
away.
Themselves.
Or just get away.
They go to India or Thailand.
It's eat, pray, love for the soul. Okay, so you went off to Thailand to go find yourself.
Yeah, and to teach English, because I was like, I didn't want to have to deal with being divorced now, and we just had a baby, and I was like, oh, wow, I made big problems. So no one in Thailand understood much English, so I couldn't share my misery with anyone. So I was like, damn, I'm miserable. I need to come home. So I came home, and because I ran away, I had no job. I was 31 years old. So I was like, okay, cool. So what now?
So that's scary in itself, being 31 years old, not just 31 years old, but being 31 years old and literally having to start over because you left the country.
All over again.
And you're sort of starting from scratch again.
Exactly. So it was a case of that. So what the hell? And now you've created this huge mess in your life. What are you going to do about it? So I was literally in my mother's house for 6 months.
Down and out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And so she eventually said to me, please just get out of the house. Don't sit here and don't sob all day. Just go. Just please leave. So I thought, okay, well, the only way I know how to fix me is my head. So I went and sat in Exclusive Books for 6 months, every day, religiously, and read as much as I could about how to change, how to be better, how to fix yourself, you know, people's life stories.
And in the self-help section.
Completely. Anything that
could... That's literally, I mean, so, Kevin... When they make a movie about Steve,
yes,
I would love to be a part of it somehow, because I think your story is pretty epic.
Yeah, I mean, I could elaborate. But so eventually it then evolved, and I was like, okay, cool. So what do I know? At that point, I knew that I was, I had practitioner level in NLP, and NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. And I was like, okay, cool. So how can I apply the stuff that I know that I've learned to my life, to myself? Part of what I teach today. And I then eventually found a job, a small job as an MC working for Silverstar Casino. I then found out, oh, you can get paid to be on radio. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I went to my brother. I said, I've never done this. Can I please borrow 600 rand? Because I don't have 600 rand. Just to put my voice on radio, because I have a voice. I've been singing since I was four. So I was like, just let me do this and try. And to shorten it down ever so slightly, after I did two other ads on radio, and then F&B called me into the studio and said, hey, we have this idea. We want to use your voice. We like your voice. You're a happy guy. You're in a call center, and just go ahead and be happy. I was like, and that was my stupid happy face.
and here you are actually back at the ranch, very unhappy.
Yes, yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, it's insane that the irony of the situation.
Completely. So, but essentially what I wanted to share about that story is that even from coming from a position where I was, part of that story was my mother died 6 months later, So it just added to my life that was now miserable. And all I knew was to focus and keep going.
And be happy.
And how, so through all this process, how long were you Steve for?
Approximately 4 years. Wow. Four full years.
That's a long time.
And were you doing other voiceover stuff during that time, or was it just sort of Steve?
Very little. Very little voice, but specifically Steve.
Did they have you in studio often?
No, what was nice is they eventually, when they said, okay, you Steve, and this is working, you're not allowed to work for any other financial institutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So, and they said, no, we're going to give you a retainer fee and like tie you down to a contract. And I was like, what's a retainer fee?
How does that work?
How does that work?
It makes you happy.
Is that like, it makes you happy, exactly. So after that, I was like, oh, okay, this is not too bad. But so yeah, it then literally changed my life.
Yeah, well, so for 4 years you were Steve. The downside of that is you were sworn to secrecy.
You couldn't tell anybody.
You had to sign something, obviously.
Like
a non-disclosure.
Yeah. So the sadness was like in the first 3 months when no one knew and I was still getting into the whole Steve thing. I was like, wow, guys, you know the radio ads and, you know, like, wow. And eventually they said, Kevin, we need to ask you not to speak to anyone because he's anonymous and no one knows what he looks like. So please don't say anything to anyone. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm the most famous radio voice in South Africa. I sat at a dinner table. Sorry, I have to tell you this. I sat at a dinner table and someone, a friend of mine was with me.
Everyone was talking about Steve.
They were. And then my friend said, oh, do you know who this is? And they said, no. And they're like, this is the voice of Steve. And the people at the table literally jumped up and said, oh my God, do you know that you're more famous than DJ Fresh on 5FM?
Jeepers.
And I was like, I didn't think of it that way, but I don't know, maybe.
That's really.
But when
really
someone
crazy.
like says that, you like it's sort of like wow, you don't really comprehend that you that famous voice.
Well, you were. I mean, so everybody in South Africa heard Steve. I mean, it wasn't just that you'd done this character and that it was all over the radio. It was that F&B were paying to promote it. It was everywhere. Steve was everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
Even in TV, radio, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
So you were literally everywhere. How did it all end? In the nicest way possible.
And were you sad?
I was. I really enjoyed Steve. I think I personally think Steve could really have evolved into so much more. And we could have eventually done TV ads where you didn't see his face or, you know, so it could have evolved into something really epic. But they literally just changed their marketing strategy and South Africa hated it, basically.
The new one?
Yeah.
We all miss Steve.
And they tried to un-Steve everyone, and it became like, damn. Then they just stopped, and it's not working.
Well, okay, so you were still sworn to secrecy? When did that sort of
That all
play
ended,
out?
Well, my contract ended in February last year.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I'm done. It's done. It's over.
I'm free.
I'm everybody. Steve! But the strangest thing is I've never really thought of telling people. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. So I was Steve, yeah. And now I am. Now I have reason to tell him.
Exactly. This is what you're doing today. And that's sort of what we're going to touch on now is you've moved into a speaking space where you are telling your story about Steve.
Yeah.
And you're tying it to exactly, we briefly touched on what you were going through before you became Steve. And during that time, you've developed a whole talk about what that reality
is. Incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've developed the talk and I've spoken at a few functions and conferences before. But it sort of developed into a company where I'm actually saying, you know what, I've taken what I've learned out of my experiences, taken the NLP and put it together and said, you know what, I can teach you a few things. And today we have a training company that can teach a whole bunch of stuff to people and help people in a really good way.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah. And it sort of has a feel good feeling. Because my business coach said to me, so why are you doing this? What is this company about? So coming from where I come from, and I have more to add to that story. This is just a shorter version.
This is like when you look at an iceberg, we've just touched the tip. There is a whole complex something else happening underneath there.
Yeah. So, but essentially what he was saying is like, what is the purpose of this business? And it took me some time to sort of figure out what is my purpose? Do I have a purpose? And I got to the point where it's like, okay, cool. I actually have a voice. Many times I didn't have a voice and I felt like I didn't have a voice. And today I can help you design your voice. And that's why it's called Voice by Design.
And that's his company. That's the plug, Voice by Design.
Voice by Design. And that's...
Has this been your therapy?
To a large degree, I think it has. It's given me purpose to why so much has happened. And I can say, you know what, I've been in so many situations where life has happened to me as well.
Yeah.
And I became the most famous radio voice, you know, in South Africa. So,
man, it's such a cool story. It's such a cool story. If people want to get in touch with you, if they want to follow you on social media, if they want to book you for a talk or figure out how they can learn something from your experience.
They want Steve at their party.
If they want Steve at their party, how do they get hold of you?
The easiest would be social media, so Facebook. We're also on Twitter. And it's mostly all under Voice by Design. So everything we're doing is aimed at Voice by Design, and we channel everything through that. So
I think this is a really cool South African story, and I think that a lot of people could use it for their own circumstances to realize, you know, you create your own opportunity, and you definitely did that. And I'm excited. Can you take Steve into the future? Is there something that Steve could do, or is Steve done?
Are you allowed to?
So it's a question. Can I book you to do a Steve ad for Cliff Central? Let's put it there.
I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to be Steve for anyone.
Okay, so here's the deal. Gary Hertzberg is on the show after us.
Yeah,
it's like an hour later. When he comes into studio, I'm actually going to ask him if we can. We need to look at your contract. I think Steve needs to do a Cliff Central ad.
I don't have a contract anymore.
It's
so
gone.
I think Steve needs to do a Cliff Central ad. That's all I'm saying. I think I'm going to put it out. It's been amazing having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to tweet out all those links and sort of get other people to get in touch and hear your story.
Yeah, I just want to throw in, you know, we are involved in masterclasses. We are involved in a whole bunch of training. We're also involved in CSI with Huddle Up. I know Huddle Up chats to you guys often. Yep. So we partner up
there
with them too. And yeah, so, but everything will be on the Facebook page. So, you know, just check the Facebook page and we'll keep it updated as much as we can.
Absolutely incredible. We're going to tweet out all of those links so that you can get hold of them. There may even be an article on Good Things Guy that you can go catch up on everything. Steve and Kevin. His name is Kevin, and let's not forget that. I think that's your first and foremost, your most important character.
Yes, it is.
And it's been amazing having you on the show. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
I remember those abs. Hi, old friends.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm old you from the future.
Okay, and what are those?
They're rubberized man sandals, actually. Look, there's stuff I need to tell you. It all begins when your wife gives birth to twins.
Wait, I have a wife.
Try to focus. Things will change, like boobs.
Boobs.
They will now be solely for dispensing food and will be stored in an evil beige harness.
But boobs are for fun.
Not anymore. You need to let them go, Kev.
No.
You'll make a new friend. The muco extractor. It's a tube that you suck on to unblock your baby's nose.
Okay, no, I will never, ever.
But you will. You'll also cry openly while watching your kids perform in a play about shapes. And there'll be tea parties with Mr. Hedgehog and a hairless doll with one closed eye.
Whoa, that is...
It's nothing like that time you and Ollie ate those brownies.
Right.
And then there's the matter of this handmade bottle top and glitter medallion.
Oh, that is hideous.
And yet, you will use the word beautiful. This is your future, Kev. It's time to get up off your futon, boy. Visit studentflights.co.za and travel before it's not fun anymore.
It's the anniversary of your love. 10 marvelous years since you met in the canned food aisle. You and your partner are enjoying a weekend away. You link arms and feed each other fistfuls of cake. It makes carbs sexy again. Your knock-knock jokes make her giggle and squirm like a sack of kittens. Your hearts skip not one, but six beats. Such is the magnificence of your love. You say, bread, milk, and toilet paper in French, and she grips your arm to stop herself from crumbling in a heap on the floor. You tickle the ivories, and she joins in with the maracas, and together you make concert-quality music. When she breaks into a titillating rendition of Mama Say Mama Sa Kuma Kusa, your nipple hair is instantly singed. The acrid smoke fills your nostrils, and you begin to shake your moneymaker, knowing that this perfect anniversary memory will never be overshadowed by a nasty hotel bill. The City Lodge Hotel Group. Always comfortably affordable.
We're all about the good stuff, and every week we dig through all the fantastic news that you can find all over the place. And I'm talking about the cuck stuff here. But we find the good news stories and we bring them to you. We try to find the top five. Kerry sort of emails me the morning of our show and she goes, these are the ones that I think are the best and are sort of trending. And then we tell you about them. So, Kerry, what do we have at number five?
Okay, we've got Jerry Silwani gives up his life for animals.
Okay, so, yeah, you know, Good Things Guy has become a fully fledged business and we've got writers. We've got junior writers
yes.
now. So this was written by one of my junior writers and it literally blew up everywhere.
I know. I heard. This is not the first place that I saw it.
I've now seen it everywhere.
Yes.
It's literally trending.
And it's been on other radio stations.
Say what?
Yes.
Say what? What is the story about?
Okay, well, Jerry Silwani, 44, going above and beyond the call of duty to protect defenseless animals is a no-brainer. So he used to be, he's a former SBCA inspector who now runs his own animal rehabilitation center, the Soweto Animal Rescue and Advisory Center, from his home, south of Johannesburg, which he established in 2011.
Jeepers.
Hey. And he's going everywhere. I mean, he saw something on YouTube and he tracked this, someone abused a goat and he actually tracked these people down.
He's like a superhero then.
Yes, he is.
He's like a superhero.
He's got his whole family involved. Him and his kids are doing it now and they're creating awareness. They're educating people on animals. They're taking in strays. They're feeding animals that are obviously malnourished. And then obviously the ticks and fleas and, you know, dipping them, washing them, just basically educating people in the community.
I'm getting emotional. Excuse
Brent,
me.
Brent is having a moment.
I'm getting a little bit emotional. It's an amazing story.
And it's all animals. I mean, chickens, goats, dogs, cats. It's not just, it's all animals that you
find. Animals are like the most defenseless of our inhabitants on earth. And we tend to take them for granted and abuse. And, you know, when special human beings rise up and they fight back and they do good, that's the important stuff. That's the good stuff. We're going to post that story online so that you can also get emotional like I did. What do we have at number four?
Tech firms help SANAB rhino poachers.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! We love this.
It's taking it to a completely different level.
Well, we have to. In order to do something different.
The other stuff is not working.
You have to. We have to change something.
So basically, this is South Africa is using technology to keep poachers away from rhinos by tracking people moving in and out of a game reserve near Kruger National Park, whether it be by landing a helicopter, cutting through a fence, or driving past the gate.
So basically, they're piloting this project to test it in this area. And instead of, I think what we've been doing is tracking the rhinos.
Yes.
They're using like heat cameras and all sorts of satellites and a whole bunch of Wi-Fi networks and it's all technical. So for me to unpack that would be ridiculous.
And Cisco Systems and Dimension Data. I mean, let's face it, they are the biggest in the country.
And basically, they're turning it around. They're going, okay, we've tried to stop poachers by watching the rhino.
Yes.
Let's start watching everything around the rhino.
Thermal imaging, drones, infrared cameras, vehicle tracking and sensors, and none of this affects the animals, just by the way.
How exciting. Mm. So, yeah, they're turning it on its head, and hopefully we can curb this. We need to stop poaching. It's so disgusting.
I know.
I'm done. Done with the poaching. Cool story. If you want to read up on it or if you understand technology better, go and check it out. We're going to post it online. What do we have at number three?
Act of kindness brings struggling father to tears.
An act of kindness brings... What is this about?
A Michigan father wants people to know there is still real-life superheroes in this world after a police officer's random act of kindness recently brought him to tears. So the police officer pulled him over because he's got really tinted windows.
And that's a big thing in America.
Yes.
So I remember when I lived there, you don't get pulled over for nothing.
Mm.
And the cops, I mean, terms and conditions, they have a list as long as my arm about when they can pull someone over.
Yes.
And that's a thing that they can pull you over for.
Yeah, his tinted windows.
If you have tinted windows.
And he had his daughter in the back seat and he was proper freaking out a bit here because he can't get a ticket. He can't afford tickets and anyway, so this cop pulled him over. Didn't really say much about the windows, but asked him why his child wasn't in a car seat.
Which, that's illegal as well.
Yes.
That's illegal.
And he basically said that he couldn't afford a car seat. So the policeman told him to follow him to Walmart, and they went in and they bought a car seat. The policeman bought him a car seat for his child in the color of her choice.
And I'm guessing that that car seat would have been bought by the policeman, by the policeman's own money.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, because he is a father himself.
We need more stories like this coming out of South Africa. If there are police officers listening right now, or if you know of a police officer that needs to listen right now, give them this podcast. This is the story that should be trending in South Africa, of our police officers going the extra mile.
Yes.
Instead of the stuff that comes out.
I've seen a lot. Actually, I've been seeing a lot of stories with police officers.
Good stuff?
Yes.
Pass them my way.
I will definitely. There's a Metro police officer, a female, a lady, and I heard that every morning she goes to a spot where she helps the kids cross the road to get
her
to
name,
school.
Her name is Mama, did you see Mama
it?
Dora.
Did you do a story on
there? There is a story on, yes, Good Things Guys.
I'm
Mama
sure
Dora.
That's where I saw it as well.
So it is. Yeah, there is good news stories, yes, but our cops should be doing more, and we should be highlighting.
That is incredible.
That's really cool. What do we have at number two?
Oh My Hat.
That's a very funny name for a story.
49 starving monkeys rescued and moved to a sanctuary. So nearly 50 starving, dehydrated monkeys were rescued from cages at a garden nursery north of Johannesburg on Saturday.
Okay, so the news didn't take this very lightly. They named and shamed that place. It's, yes, a Little Falls Garden Nursery out in Little Falls, which, yes, is west of Johannesburg.
Yes.
And they had apparently 96 monkeys,
yeah,
that they had in all the cages. So while you were busy shopping for your palms, you'd be able to get entertained by these monkeys, which is it's an effing disgrace, actually.
And it's illegal. Actually.
And it's illegal. So 40 of the monkeys passed away, or there was a certain amount that actually died. And this rescue group heard about it. They put in a petition. They went in there in the middle of the night. They tranquilized all of these little monkeys, 49 of them. Removed them, and the good news here is that they've been taken to a sanctuary where they will live freely for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
They'll first rehabilitate them, because they all need rehabilitation. Apparently they were underfed.
And apparently that's going well as well.
So that's exciting. Mm. That's exciting. I won't support that company.
Definitely not.
And the fact that they were named and shamed, it's the
right
thing to do.
And not only that, apparently they didn't think they were doing anything wrong.
What?
Yeah.
Absolutely bizarre. If you want to catch up with that story, we'll put it online as well. What do we have at number one?
Woman starts an amazing campaign to find the dancing man who was body shamed on social media.
Man, I love this story.
Ain't nobody got time for those haters.
No, what an amazing story. So this guy, I think he was in the UK.
Yes.
And he's a very overweight man.
Yes.
You can say it. It is what it is.
He is overweight.
And he was doing a little jig at a party.
He was dancing.
He was dancing. And these people were laughing at him and whatever. And when he saw that, he stopped.
Yes, and he stood against the wall.
And he stood against the wall. And this woman took a photo of him dancing. I would like to find out who the woman is. It could be a man. I don't actually know. This person took a photo of him dancing and then looking sad and put it up onto some social media website going, ha, 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 he stopped dancing when we saw him, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
A lady in America saw this.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted that she wanted to find him and have a dance party for him. Moby the DJ tweeted, and he was like, he will officially be the DJ at that party.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams would go to the party. And all of a sudden, they started this quest to find Dancing Man.
Yes, they sent him an invitation. It said, Dancing Man, we don't know much about you, but a photo on the internet suggested that you wanted to dance and were made to feel like you shouldn't be. We want to see you dance freely. And if you would have us, we want you to dance with you. We are prepared to throw you quite a dance party for you if you'll have us, but to be clear, it's 1,727 of us and we are all women. If this isn't appealing, we're okay with that, taking no for an answer, but we'd like you to know that the offer still stands. May we have this dance?
Say what? How cool. So they did find him. They raised over $40,000 on, yes, a crowdfunding page to get him over there and sort of have a party for him. And literally his whole life changed. So he had this dance party where Moby was the DJ and there were a whole bunch of celebrities
and he
there.
He could get down.
He could get down and do some dancing. He danced with Meghan Trainor on the Today Show.
Yep.
He got to throw, which is a big thing in America, he got to throw the first ball at a baseball game. And he got to have lunch with Dieter. What is his name? Von Dietz.
Yeah. Von Dietz.
You got to have lunch with her, which is quite an accolade in America as well. So a good, a bad story to start off with, but it just turned around completely. And it's actually quite inspirational. He's an inspiration to anybody who wants to walk around body shaming anybody. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare do that.
Shocking.
Or do it and it'll get turned around. I want to know who that person is who first posted that photo.
And what gives you the right?
I think that's an interesting thing. Those are all the top five good news stories of the week. We're going to post them online. If you want to get more good stuff, you can head over to goodthingsguy.com. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. So, as you know, if you're an avid listener of The Good Stuff, every week we get the two girls in here from Huddle Up. It's Paige and Kirst that are going to be giving us the good news on how to get involved with what they are currently doing. We call it Change One Thing, Change Everything, because they make it that simple. And I always say it's like you own a dating site for charities. So basically, it's you find what we can give and who the charity is, and we just give and then it matches up. It's quite amazing. Before we get into this week, what we're going to be talking about, I'd love to find out how Saturday went.
Saturday was amazing.
With the gem. So for the listeners that might not have heard, the Gem Project was something that came in last week, and it's this really cool concept where you can download this app where they literally pay you to do good. And this week's sort of big project was cleaning up Lone Hill. What happened?
Yes. Well, 106 people eventually came through. Kirst got all the stats on like what we did, but I mean, we had Crawford College come and bring about 32 volunteers.
Wow.
UJ came and brought about 20, 25. The Lonial residents were in full force. It was really amazing. Sheepers, what was the statistics and how much?
Yeah, so we cleaned, we painted 19 dustbins, 2 park benches, the concrete boulders, there are about plus minus 40 of them. There are about 22 refuse bags, and then one really massive heavy-duty refuse bag that was like,
okay, but
like 20 bags
of a truck.
If I have to ask, was Lone Hill that dirty? I don't even know.
I don't think so. Well, you know, compared to others, when we've gone to others, you can see, okay, this place needs a lot of help in terms of maybe there's graffiti and whatnot. But when you actually go and walk on a site recce, you know, you can go and see the small, like the cigarette butts. We had to clean up the farmyard. Kirst had arranged that all the team leaders, you know, had a set of lists. We had all pre-cornered off what people need in terms of items. And then Kirst had facilitated that and was like delegation machine on the day with Dave and Camille.
I don't know if you were perhaps listening to the beginning of the show, but I went to that Earth Day thing last week, Friday.
Yes.
And one of the scariest stats that I heard was that a cigarette butt takes up to 7 years to disintegrate.
Yes, that's,
it should be considered plastic. Yes. It should be considered plastic.
And they are everywhere.
Man, everywhere.
Yeah, so it was a good day. And there was lots of raking of leaves as well, so there were a few leaves that were raked up into those bags.
I think here's the biggest question. Was it fun?
It was.
So much fun. Yeah, we had a DJ there, music. There was snacks and drinks afterwards.
Yeah, pizzas.
Yeah, everyone was smiling. So that was a good event.
Well done. Well done, girls. I'm so honored to be associated with the two of you because you change the world. What do we have today?
Okay, so today we're talking about Imagine Nation. So this is a voluntary organization founded by young South Africans with a firm belief that every person out there has the ability to change the world in a positive way.
I love
very
that.
Cool.
We have two of our friends that we know are very involved in it, and the whole thing, I mean, they got business minds on those two shoulders of theirs. So what they do is go in and facilitate education through entrepreneurship.
So they're currently in the process of implementing computer-based mathematics programs in underprivileged communities, but their strategy is to implement such programs in schools that have a more fortunate position, that have the ability to lend a helping hand to schools in their immediate surroundings that don't have access to the same level.
Mm. Wowzers. Mm.
Great computer.
Again, hashtag changemakers.
Yes, definitely.
That's super, super cool.
So they currently have a drive at the moment, a blanket drive. So they're about 90% to their target. So their target's 1,000 blankets that they're trying to collect at the moment. So they're 90% there. So we thought it would be a good idea to have a call of action.
I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Winter's just around the corner. We did bring up in the beginning of the show the Twitter blanket drive. I don't care what blanket drive it is. If you can get involved, no one deserves to be cold. I think that's a standard. And you know, working with charities and being, being in the great position that we are, that we're able to work with charities, you get to see hands-on how people are living on the streets under cardboard boxes and don't have blankets or something to look after themselves during winter. So I think it's important. This is very, very cool. How do we get in touch? What do we do?
Okay, so you can contact Kirst at HuddleUp or Paige at HuddleUp.co.za.
That's always that simple. Let's not forget those email addresses.
But what you can do is either donate old or new blankets or a 40 Rand cash donation. So contact us. We'll give you the banking details of the organization. And yeah, let's see if we can make a difference.
Of course we can make a difference. That's what this is all about. We need to keep South Africa warm.
The market for goodwill is never oversaturated. So wherever...
Wow, yeah. Pagey.
The business man.
I think we need to leave everything on that quote. That's absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. We love having you in the studio. You bring an amazing energy. And you give us a really easy way to give back and make a difference. And that's what it's all about.
Thanks for the platform.
Shut up your face.
So
every week I also give my little 2 cents of a change, one thing, change everything. This week is no different. Be kinder than necessary. That's the only thing I want to leave you with. You never know what someone else is going through. You never know what someone's situation is. And in this case, if we bring it back to collecting blankets, you don't understand what someone else is going through. So whatever you do today and for the week going forward, be kinder than necessary. You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central, and we've spent the show chatting about a bunch of good stuff. We love hanging out with you. Kerry, any last words?
Thank you. And blankets, 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 blankets.
Blankets, blankets, blankets. Yes. That's what we're going to leave you with. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. That's a quote from Albert Einstein. I want you to live every day as if it's a miracle, because by damn it, it is. That's all I got to say. That's the good stuff for this week. To catch up with any of the other shows, go on to cliffcentral.com where you can get hold of all the different podcasts. And we've got so much to talk about next week when we come back. The CEO sleep out is live and kicking. It's very exciting. Thanks and only good things. Have a terrific Tuesday, yo.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. cliffcentral.com.